On page Lamed Zayin, we're beginning the avoda of using the koyach hatziur with the machshava, strengthening our way of imagining and of being mitzayir in our minds certain specific dimyonos in order to be mechazik the hisrakshus hanefesh. Because we learn how the hisrakshus, how one's emotions, of course, are entirely dependent upon the use, the concentrated use of the koichus haseichel. So on Lamed Zayin, the second part of the page, ad kama hamachshava shehi gam bedinyan. Vad kama hamachshava shehi gam bedinyan vitziya poilim benefesh. The degree that the machshava, that amount that the machshava has by using dimyun and tziyah, the effect that it has on the nefesh, on the soul. V'loy b'nefesh ha'odim b'levad ra'gem la ha'dibika b'kedusha shemichutzela la'hamshech lo'kedusha milamala. The Rebbe is saying is that the effect that machshava has on the soul is not only within the soul itself. It's not only that it's ma'ayra the koiches and nefesh within the nefesh itself, but also the machshava has the ability to draw upon the nefesh kedusha that comes from beyond the nefesh. Not just that it's ma'ayra the nefesh, not just that it shakes up the nefesh and awakens whatever dormant, sleeping kaiches there are in the nefesh, that the machshava has the ability to do that with tziurim and the machshava, but that the machshava has the ability also to draw upon one's nefesh, that when a person is oisek, and this is arusa de lasate, in trying to be ma'ayra his nefesh with his machshavas, so that in addition to whatever kaiches and nefesh he awakens within himself, he's also drawing upon himself from beyond. He's drawing upon himself higher madregas, higher levels of kedusha beyond what he contains within himself. Well, hamshel kedusha milamala. Actually, nuchel shama rabba tells valisa she agila in haldeman. Behen yichem liras b'hash. She says to the point we can't even imagine. When a person has certain kalim, certain kaiches that he has, and perhaps in his entire life he's noticed on himself, he's seen that he has certain. He has certain limited kishrenis, he has certain limited kaiches, whether it comes to learning, whether it comes to davening, whether it comes to tikkun amidas, whether it comes to shmiras hakedusha, that the person has certain limited kaiches. And even when he has a hisairus, and even at times in life when he was determined and he was excited and he was into his Yiddishkeit, there are limitations that... Was the Gemara, was Chazal say that, you know, Eve said that a person is born with certain kaiches. Sadiqim Rishayim Loi Baras. That's the only thing. Like it says at the beginning of Tanya, that, like Tanya brings at the beginning, that Hashem didn't determine that this person would be a tzaddik and this person would be a rasha. But as far as the kaiches that a person has, those kaiches are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, when a person is pouring his kaiches into Avodas Hashem. And when a person is Isaac, and what we're learning now in using his mind to whatever degree he's able to, with machshavis and siyurim, to be ma'ayra his nefesh, so then that his iris, of course, can take the person way beyond his own kishrinus. And he'll be able to accomplish things in learning, in davening, in tikkun amidas. He'll be able to accomplish things beyond any of the kishrinus that he ever saw that he had. Because it's true. It's something which is beyond any of his own personal talents, beyond his own personal kaiches hanefesh. And the reason for that, of course, is that a Jew has the ability to be mamshich into his life, to draw into his life siyat d'shmai and kedusha that comes from a higher place, that comes from beyond his, way beyond his kaiches. That's what the Rebbe is saying here. So ashoy nucha l'shayah. We can't even measure. My rabba hata'elis v'halias. Even if the person says, look, I know myself and I know what I'm capable of, and I know at my most illuminated, exalted moments what I'm capable of. That's still not it. Because Leinuchel Shaya, we can't in any way estimate or measure or imagine what Kedusha is going to pour upon this person from above. And when that happens, how there could be a Psichas Alev, an opening of the heart, and how many stories we have of Tzaddikim who in the early part of their lives were not Bali Madregas at all. Not in learning, not in davening, not in avodah, they weren't Bali Madregas. One thing they had is they were Mevakshim. They had a Karech HaBakasha. All the Tzaddikim were seekers. All the Tzaddikim were seekers and were working on themselves and were pushing themselves to the limit of their capabilities. What happened beyond that? How many stories we have of Tzaddikim that they could point to the exact moment in their lives where their hearts opened and their minds opened? And it was not anything that was Lefi, their Madrega in Teva. It wasn't anything that was according to the Kaychas and Nefesh that they had within themselves. It was something that was coming from another place. And therefore it's not possible for a person to know the brachas that come from one's Isik and one's trying as hard as possible to awaken the Kaychas and Nefesh. My rabbi, Leinuchel Hashem, my rabbi had told us, "Rali is the Shiagi Elin Ha'odem Behenichelim Liras B'Har Sheis B'Sefer Kodesh Arachama Miskenish L'Achida." From the grandfather of the Chida, the author of Chesed Avram, the Parshas Vayeshev Al Zoya Kodesh B'Shem HaRamak Mizel L'Shen HaKodesh. These are the words of Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Chida's grandfather, who was a big, big makubal. In the name of the Ramak. Ayin b'chokh m'shalomad yi'ayin b'chokh m'shalomad mi'rabbi. When a person is learning, he should try to look deeply into the chokhmah that he learns from his rabbi. But that's not all. To go over the material. V'yitzayir tzirasai. You should imagine in your mind the image of your rabbi. You should imagine your rabbi's image. V'yizdabik nefesh b'nefesh. And to attach your soul to his soul. To ask, to try, to daven, that your soul should be attached to your Rebbe's soul. Kama Shapirish Rabbi Abba, Beparshas Mishpatim, like Rabbi Abba in the Zohar Kaddish. Shukasha Haya Chayshev Mizdama Betsuas Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Abba, who was one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bayechai, when he would think, and again, it's not a hero, it's not a passing thought, when he would think deeply, Umizdama, and he would imagine in his mind, Betsuras Rabbi Shimon. He would imagine in his mind the tzura of Rabbi Shimon, of his Rabbi. Haysa halacha mi'ira elav. Then the halacha would shine in his mind. When he would learn with that tzura of his Rabbi in his mind, so halacha mi'ira elav. Then the halacha would mamish be shining, would be clear. V'zem inyan dveikas nefesh b'nefesh. And this is the inyan of dveikas nefesh b'nefesh, because that halacha, obviously the Torah was perfectly clear in Rabbi Shimon Vayechai's mind. And by the Talmud imagining his Rebbe and thinking of his Rebbe, so at that time, through that dimyan, he's able to reach a level of dveikas nefesh b'nefesh, and then he's able to taste of the clarity that Rabbi Shimon Vayechai had in understanding Torah, which is the inyan of dveikas nefesh benefesh. V'hadimyan lo yitpais benefesh el mitoich hatzur hamechusemes b'chayim hagashmi. Rabbi Avram says in the name of the Ramak that dimyan, the koich of dimyan, the depth of that of a person's koich to imagine, can only really be taifes, can have a tfisa in the nefesh, can only take hold of the nefesh mitechat tzura hamechusemes b'chayim hagashmi, only by using some sort of a tzura that has a chasima in the physical world, since we're human beings. That's what we spoke earlier, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about this, and the Rebbe himself. The whole Indian, I'm just not going to go into the Rambam was so unbelievably, completely, totally opposed to having any physical images in one's mind. when davening and speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's safe to say that at least the first section of the Mar Nevuchim is built upon that Issur, which the Ravid, as you know, in Mishnah Torah, the Ravid says that there were Toivim Yimenu, and we're not allowed to talk that way. The Ravid says there were people that were better than the Rambam that used such Tzirim in their minds. The Emes says that the Mekubalim, I don't want to say disagree with the Rambam here, but there is definitely an adjustment of the view of the Rambam, and we've seen that before in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Of course, when speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, one has to be very, very, very careful, and we're not talking about, you know, an old guy sitting on a chair or something. But the use of tziyurim and using physical tziyurim in one's mind in avodah ruchnius is not at all out of the realm of the writings of the Mekubalim. The Ravid, of course, was a Mekubal, and it's not out of the realm of their writings. And in this point, there's a disagreement with the Rambam, because what Rabbi Avram is bringing here from the Ramak is that a human being cannot, it's a human being, in order for a human being to have, that there should be a tfisa ben nefesh, in order there should be a tfisa ben nefesh, a human being can only do that mitoich hatzura mechusamas b'chayim hagashmi, only by using imagery that is related to, that an imagery that comes from the world that a human being sees and experiences. Therefore, the person should think of that surah. And through that surah, he's able, he's talking about the surah of the Rebbe, that Rebbe Abba would think of Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. That when a person is trying to understand, even when it comes to Nigla, talking about understanding clearly the Shia that you learned. What happened? The Gemara Shia and the Indian that you're Isaac in, to have in the mind a seer of the Rebbe. And through that seer, through that surah, your oira haneshama v'achochma ahi. That chachma, the chachma that you're trying to grasp, will be misoira, the neshama will be misoira to grasp that chachma. V'yasig mashaloi haya masig, and you'll be able to comprehend that which you could not comprehend. In other words, going beyond your own koiches of comprehension, you'll be able through using this tziyurim, and using the machshavas, and trying to establish a kesher in this way of dveikus nefesh ben nefesh with one's rabbi by using a physical image in one's mind, a person is able to tap into kaiches that go beyond his own personal limitations, that he's able to be masik something that on his own level he wasn't able to be masik. And many meisim like this also of tzaddikim, who when they would hear Torah and they didn't understand, they would go to the Rebbe, even to the Rebbe's seant, to the Rebbe's grave, and they would cry over there, and they would reach a level of hisdabkus rucha baruchah, of dveikus nefesh benefesh ruach baruch, and then they'd be able to be masig, to understand, to comprehend things way, way beyond anything of this world, anything beyond their own kaiches. Ayin sham. Ayidei hamachshava. V'davke, the next page. V'davke in dinyan. The Rebbe says that the machshava means not just an ethereal, separated, cold, empty, purely intellectual thought, but a machshava that's filled with the koich hadimyon, with tziyurim, using the imagination. V'davke kishehi b'tzura yizkel esdapik b'kedusha hametzuyevai. And davke, when there's a tzura, when you use tziurim, imagery, then you could achieve a dveikus b'kedusha hametzuyevai. V'al yoda kedusha v'gam teruv v'hasogus mimorim timoshachnalai, and through that you can draw upon yourself kedusha and taira and understanding beyond anything that you could normally do. We already saw in Chavis HaTalmidim some examples. How to draw out from oneself this excitement of the soul. So Kedusha, but Pesach, Bilal Shabbos Kedush, there we spoke about Pesach, the Rebbe Shlomo cleaning for Pesach and coming to the Seder, which we did recently, and Leil Shabbos Kedush. Last year we did that. And how you could strengthen your machshavas. He gave examples of strengthening your machshavas in these thoughts of Pesach and Leil Shabbos and Friday night, Eishes Chayil, with his Svakshus HaNefesh, to come to his Svakshus HaNefesh, and to use Siurim, Usamali Oisa Siurim, and to fill the mind with images, Mirayoynes V'dimyoynes Shel Kedusha, thoughts and images of holiness. Vata Neisef L'cha is a Sholosh Sudas. In case somebody doesn't know, that's Sudas Shlishis. I didn't grow up either with Sholosh Sudas. Sholosh Sudas is Sholosh Shidas. So you might forget. Sholosh Shidas is Sudas Shlishis. B'Shabbos Kodesh. Kayim. Now the Rebbe just flies, he just takes off and he's gone. We'll try a little bit to hold on just to the shoestrings, that's all. It's like Kimide Dabri, boy, you know, whenever the Rebbe just mentions the word Shabbos, there's like smoke and then he's gone. Whenever he says Shabbos, just when he mentions Shabbos, the Rebbe just disappears, that's it. He says, don't you feel anything? When you're sitting together by Shalosh Sudas with the Chassidim, it can't be that you don't have Yisraqshas. It can't be that you don't feel anything when you're sitting together. I guess they didn't have the Scholar in Residence lecture during that time, back in those days. It's something which is impossible not to feel something, but it's impossible. When you're sitting b'chavuras achsidim together, it can't be even that your soul isn't trembling the entire time that you're sitting with them. How could it be? It must be that at some moments during the Shalosh Sudas, Beza Mizmer during a Nigin, Al Kalpana Beza Pasuk, or at least during a Pasuk, part of a Nigin, Layavru Chutei Esh, it can't be that there is not some chut, some thread, some rope, some wire that's on fire that shouldn't pass through you, a current, a fire. Arachni tzaitzin dinar b'cha, or sparks that come from the fire of dinar, whatever that means, b'cha, a fire from another place. It can't be that it shouldn't pass through you. There shouldn't be sparks of this fire inside of you during Shalosh Sudas. Asher kol evarecha yizazu, that cause all of your limbs to tremble. Ves kol gidecha yitzroivu, and all of your gidim, all of your veins and everything to become like it's a not excited meaning like to almost to be like paralyzed. Because if the busyness and the chalonias and the weekdayness, the profanity, the plainness, chol. If the profanity, the plainness, the emptiness, shebechol hashavua mishamim oischa, during the week, you become bored. Vezdaitacha levlila raisischa vesechel Hashem, you become so lifeless and bored. as a result of being surrounded by the chelonius, the emptiness on the weekday of the weekday, akadekach, that you're bored, and you, meaning you're spiritually dry and bored, and you can't see clearly your responsibilities to Hashem. But you don't want to remain, not in this world, and not, God forbid, in the next world, in the depths. You don't want to remain in that sha'ol, in that dark, in that emptiness, in that darkness. A horrible pit, God forbid. For the vli lahabit is aliyas hakodesh. Without experiencing, without seeing aliyas hakodesh, she'enat ben chayin mevli lalas aliyah. You're not free in this world. It can't be that you should go through this world or the next world without experiencing aliyas hakodesh, without rising, without ascending. I'll call upon him at least the Shabbos kodesh. If you can't manage during the week because of all the tirdus and the chalonius, at least I'll call upon him b'Shabbos Kodesh. K'sha'at anach min tirdei secha. When you're finally at rest from all of the tirdus, you're no longer busy with all of the tirdus of the 6 days of the week. Rochayk michaylanu secha. And you're far away from the vachadike, the weekday emptiness. When the Shami Yisera, and Hashem's Baruch gives a bracha, Hashem's Baruch gives each and every one of us a Neshami Yisera, an extra dimension of spirituality, an extra soul. V'or Kedusha Yoyiserav, and a light of Kedusha that's great, much greater than during the week. Memalam Oyscha, that fill you. Yibayis and Yibachus, inside and out. How is it possible that when you feel this within you, that you shouldn't worry about and krachs about the years of your life that are passing week after week in hedyaitis, the emptiness and shtusim and narishkeit and avalim, foolishness and silliness? And instead of realizing and just taking note of how every single moment, every hour of your life, you're just getting older. With every single day and week, you're getting closer to the end of your life. Lahisiv Kedusha. Instead of adding Kedusha to every single moment and every single day of your life as you get closer to the end of your life, Ulaskarav Yaisa El Hashem, and getting closer to Hashem's Baruch, Tisaig Acha, you're retreating, you're getting further away, the Tishka Yaisa Babitza, and you're sinking deeper into the swamp, Vimloi Ba'averis Chamuris Chasasolam. And even if, God forbid, you're not over averus chamuris, you're not, God forbid, over on serious averus. Afrim lo bebitul Torah. Yeah, even if you're not wasting time from learning Torah. It's talking about a serious person. Halegam avak averus imravhu. But you know, there's plenty of schmutz and plenty of dust of Averis, avak Averis, you know. It's a lot of that. Psulei Havaydus. And you know that even when it comes to learning and to davening, there's a lot of thoughts that are not holy. Machshavos Pnimiyos, distractions and unholy thoughts. Intermediate saying. And even these that are not Averis Chamuris, just distractions and impure thoughts and so on. The Kaichan Lashkiya Seish, the Yvain Hamatsula. they could have a cumulative effect of causing a person to sink and to drown also in the pits and the schmutz. Arat Sava, till your neck, till your throat. Chas v'sholem. Ve'eich ze epsha sheshah sol esudas eis estalik ha-shabas kodesh lo yilacha kesham yom ha-kippurim. The Rebbe says, how could it be that the time of Shol HaSudas, you shouldn't, and when Shabbos is leaving, how could it be that you don't feel that it's like it's an hour of Yom Kippur, it's a time of Yom Kippur? How could you not feel that it's a time of Yom Kippur? Avaloi shas da'oga v'anocha al ha'nemichu yis bilvad hu Shol HaSudas. That's why, you know, I've been trying. We're going to talk here about something else with Shol HaSudas. The item that comes to Shol HaSudas, I don't know how to emphasize. I mean, a lot of the chevi are not coming. Those that come have such an important time. If possible, to be mechazik that, and that there shouldn't be, it shouldn't be during the time of singing and of learning. It shouldn't be a time, God forbid, of talking and a stam of Nairishkeit, and that everybody should try to mechazen themselves by Shol HaSudas to be involved in the Nigunim and to be part of the Avoda. It's the most crucial time of the week. It's Raivah Deraivin. It's like Yom Kippur. Avaloi shas dog of Anocha al Namichu is bevad who is Shol HaSudas. It's not just a time to reflect upon how a person has fallen, how a person has sunken into those pits, and to think about how his life is passing and he's still stuck and getting deeper in some of the things that he shouldn't be getting into and so on. That's not just a time for worrying and for correcting on a person and thinking about a person's own faults and his failures. Ragam shoshal hisragamusi. The ikkar, of course, is to come from that and to have a time, should be an hour of hisroimimus, of great hisroimimus, of great exaltedness, of hisroimimus. Hatzadikim amru, sheshah shal esudas, yashah shal yofesh ha'achas, v'tshuv masam tovim b'alam hazeh, mikol chayah ilam ha'av. It says in the Svar Makedoshim, that when Chazal tell us, that 1 hour of tshuva and good deeds in this world is more precious than the entire next world. The tzaddikim say it's talking about that 1 hour each week of Shol HaSudas. And I say this very respectfully. It's not a time either, really. In the Svarim Gedolim we see it's not a time that a person should sit and have a chavrusa and to be Isaac in regular in learning during that time of Shol HaSudas. It's a time to be. To be together with the other Yidden, and to be Isaac in the kedusha of Shol HaSudas, and the suuda and the piyut, and the singing, and the avayda of the suuda. Not to, that's not a time. There's plenty of time. Those who have davke to use that time for chavusa, okay. It's better than doing anything else, of course. But that's not the Ratzon Hashem that a person should be doing that during the time of Shol HaSudas. It's not the Ratzon Hashem. Which the tzaddikim taught us, that when a person, it's better to be Isaac, it's better to be together with everybody else, and to be involved in Shol HaSudas than to separate oneself, and not to be with the Olam. And that's the Yofesh HaAchas. You can find another time for the Chavrusa. There's other times that a person can be Isaac and Torah. There's plenty of time that a person can have his Chavrusa, but that's not the right time. A person has to obviously be careful with these inyanim, that not to shteh shalom bayis, but if one's able to explain over time, to try to explain to one's wife that's one of the ikarm of the avodah of a Jew of the entire week, that should bring not only bracha to himself, but it should bring bracha to his wife and to his children, that he should be at the time of Raivah Deraivin, at the holiest time of the week, that he should be Shol HaSudas together with other Jews in the avodah of Shol HaSudas. And if a wife would understand, no wife would say that she expects you to be home during the Ela, during Kol Nidre. And if she would have a hergish for the importance of that time, that it's an hour of Yom Kippur each week, that one has an opportunity to tap into the kaychus of Yom Kippur. So then, hopefully, if it's an understanding and sensitive person, she'll be okay with it. And obviously, a Baal Seichel does things in a seicheldik way, and tries to do it maybe not every single Shabbos, but it's a bislach, you know, if a wife is not used to that. Again, it all depends how people were raised. The last generation, which, I don't know, the way that we were raised as children, was that there are certain obligations, and one of the obligations, and one of the things that every man does, is that he goes to shul shuvos. That was understood. Of course, that in many circles now is becoming less obvious. The same way that there are men that their wives have tainus, how come you go daven in a minyan? You should stay home and give me moral support or whatever it is, or bring me the bottle, you know, whatever it might be. This I hear keseda. This is to me such an astounding thing, and a total lack on the part of a woman of an understanding of what, and the man if he lives that way, of the chiyuvim, of the responsibilities that a Jew has, and what's the tachlis of the avoid of a person in this world, that he's playing around with pacifiers and bottles when he should be in shul. And it's the same thing when it comes to learning. And they say this to all the men. The teretz is not that you shouldn't be a helpful husband. The teretz is there's plenty of time to help. The same way there's time to learn, if be'emes you want to. So those women that were raised in homes where the father was not going to daven b'tzibur, or the father was not participating in shavuot shuvos, so when she gets married, she could have times. My father never left Shabbos afternoon. My father would, there are men that they daven marv at home on Shabbos. They just stay home. They daven marv in the house, or they. One of these, a minion on the block or something like that. They've never been part of this. And then she sees that her husband goes, so she feels that this is abandonment and abuse, that my husband leaves me. That there are women that they're not sorry that the husbands go to minion, b'chlal. I've had you in the shul situations where there are women that complain that the husband goes for 10 minutes to mincha. It doesn't mean that one time she wasn't. I'm not talking about someone doesn't feel well and they need extra help. I'm not talking about that. If there's a situation where someone doesn't feel well or needs extra help, I'm talking about she has a time and she never wants her husband to go down with Ziba. She says, why should I get stuck with the kids? And I also would like to go to shul. You know these lessons. I also would like to go to shul. I also want to go to shul. All these lessons that never come from a total misunderstanding of what each person's responsibilities are and what Yiddishkeit is about. And I'm not talking to a husband who's uncaring and is insensitive. But when somebody is sensitive and caring, they find a way. You know, sometimes I have. So then the wife will tell me that, yeah, but he you know, there are plenty of other times. Okay, I don't mind that he goes to shul. I don't mind that he goes to shul, but there's so many, or to a shia, but there are so many other times that he's just not, you know, he's not, he doesn't help me, he's not involved. Of course, a person has to help and to do what he can to be involved, but it needs to be understood that there are times on the calendar, there are times on the clock of the day and of the week that belong to God. They belong to God. It's not negotiable. That a man should daven mitzvah, it's not negotiable. It's not something like he has to get rishus from his wife, that he has to approach her b'tchila rechima, would you give me a pass, like a kid in first grade that has to get a thing to go to the Beis HaKisa. He needs a pass from his wife. I get 3 minchas this week. These are negotiations that I've had. I've had to be involved in some of these negotiations, that wives, you know, that the husband has to get like a pass to be able to go to shul. That's why it's good if you can, to marry somebody, for those who are still in the world of potential. That every Jew is in the world of potential. But it's good to marry somebody who grew up in a home, seeing that a father, davens b'tzibur, that a father goes to shul shuvos, and he goes to a shia. In those families, nobody has a taina when the husband goes to a shia. The wife doesn't have a taina. She would have a taina if her husband doesn't go to shul. What's the matter with you? Why don't you go daven? Now, there are men here in this neighborhood that have to sneak out to go to shul.
Huh? Was a good
shiva. Very, very important questions. That has to do with mishpacha.
What?
That has to do with how. That has to do with how a girl was raised. If she was raised in a home that she, that it was understood that, that her father is involved in learning and in davening, you understand that when you marry that girl, she's going to be not only comfortable, but very proud of a husband that goes to shul. If she never saw that, then every single morning when if there are babies, every single morning the husband walks out, he's a rasha. How could he leave me like this? How could he leave me? I also want to go to shul. I get these all the time, these issues. I also would like to go to a shul. I also would like to go daven. How do you answer that? How do you answer this? Right? It's very hard to answer it because it's there's a certain hergish, there's a sensitivity that she wasn't raised with, and it's taka hard, and it is rachmanis. And in the secular world, where everything's, you know, now, you know, to we divide this, we divide that, so it should be that, well, I should go to shul one morning, you should go to shul one morning. So what does that mean? As if she would go to shul. But it's, but what does that mean, bechlal? So this is an answer to your question. You have to obviously understand where your wife is coming from, each person, and slowly to bislach, to explain and to try to work with a person, to try to overcompensate when you have other times of the week. But shalosudas, a man does not belong at home. I'm not saying occasionally, but b'derech klal, a man should have a kriyas shalosudas to be together with other Jews, singing b'nei chala, and saying Torah, and eating the suda of Yaakov Avinu. That's what a Jew has to do. Umikvayt on page Lamentas, the end of the second line. Umikvayt kedushas chais miharav atzadik hakodesh. Shamati, I heard from my holy father-in-law from the Koznitzer. Shezkeini hagoyin hatzadik v'hakodesh. Hamagid mikoznitz. Omar Pamba Shalasudis, that the cousins of Magid once said Shalasudis. Shohei Babchinis Sadikim Yoshim Batrasayim Bereshayim and enemies of Ashkina. The cousins of Magid once spoke about Shalasudis in such a way. The way Olam Haba is described, what's Olam Haba, we don't know, but it says that Sadikim, Chazal tells that Sadikim are Yoshim, that during, that in Olam Haba the Tzaddikim are sitting and their crowns are on their heads and they're delighting in the rays of the Shechina. And the Kushan Samagid spoke about Shalasudas in such a way. He heard that from the Kushan Samagid's grandson. That's how Shalasudas was like a Shah Achas, was like a time, a piece of another world. Ve'eich ze'efshe, how could it be? Shagam even mikir le'yohel or im gan eden yia iminayim he'elyon le'yinam. Even he says it can't be. Even a stone on a wall. You know, like a piece of the shul, just the building. He says, how could it be that it wouldn't shine with the light? Im gan eden yia iminayim from the gan eden. When we know him, he'elyon layinam, that even the stone on the wall wouldn't delight in this otherworldly experience. Va'ata, and you, gam kishata nimsa b'shar sheyaisa yafim in hagan eden, and yet, now even the walls are shining. Even the walls are shining with the light of gan eden during the shalosh sudas. So how is it possible that you, that you're sitting Shalasudas, which is even more beautiful in certain ways than Gan Eden, kilu Chas Hashem loy b'chor v'lo yelecha hadoven ageh, as if Chas Hashem, it doesn't have anything to do with you, as if this Gan Eden that you're in has nothing to do with you, doesn't touch you, doesn't affect you, has nothing to do with you. Betach atzluscha mefata is chashuv leimer u'miyid mila hamagid. It says, certainly, your answer to this, the Rebbe says, is to refer back to your lifetime habit of relying upon your laziness to come up with an answer like, Mihid mila hamagid, lushat sadikim zatzal. What are you comparing? Are you comparing us to the cousins of Magid? Well, you compare us to cousins of Magid, to the tzaddikim. How can you compare? Cousins of Magid, big tzaddikim, there's no question about it, but people like us, we schmooze about stuff and hang out during Shul Shudas. About tshuva kazu, tshuva se yetzahara shebuchahi, That answer is an answer of the Yetzirah. Hashem is Baruch Malchus HaBekol Mashallah. The Baruch Shalom is everywhere. His Malchus is everywhere, rules over everywhere, every time. There's no space on earth that's empty. There's no empty, not in time, not in space. V'im HaTzadikim S'chusim Egeinu Leinu Hirgishu V'is'angu M'gitushoso V'p'chines Reisha. And if the Tzadikim delighted in this, and they felt this or this light and this kedusha. Okay, they're on the madrega, they're on the highest madrega, b'chinas reisha, which means the rosh, the mind, the beginning, the highest level. Atal kol panim as b'chinas ikvaim, or ikvaim dikvaim dikdusha tagish. You at least, people like us, could at least feel, all right, not the highest level. We don't understand because of the mind, but we don't feel the highest level of kedusha. But we could at least feel the ache of kedusha. Doesn't mean we have to sit around talking about, about the barbecue coming up or something. The ache of the kvayim we certainly can experience. The kedusha tagish, we can certainly feel the ache of the kvayim of kedusha. Avol betoch gam ato magish b'cha es ha-shalosh sudas. He says, certainly, the Rebbe says, you feel within yourself, you also feel within yourself shalosh sudas. Gam limcha umaychacha misnanim umizdazim mikol rash ha-galgal. And certainly your heart and your mind are moving and are trembling from the great rash of the wheels turning, the noise of the wheels turning. Galgalei HaMerkava, the wheels of the chariot, of Hashem's chariot, Sha'ivim Derech Nafshecha, as the chariot of Hashem during Shalosh Sudas rides through your soul, the Galgalei HaMerkava, Sha'ivim derech nafshecha. That's an unbelievable sentence. Rak she'ena teyachal is bainin l'stakel. Our problem, of course, is we're missing the koyach of his baininess. We just don't think. We don't pay attention. We're not able to meditate and to concentrate and to spend that time really trying to use the machshava and the tziyurim that we've been learning about. V'haram v'harash nevodim v'nifsodim. And because of that, the thunder and the noise of the Merkava, of God's chariot that's rolling through your soul during that time, nevodim v'nifsodim, becomes lost. You can't hear it because it's drowned out with so much other noise. You can't hear the wheels of God's chariot because there's so much other stuff going on. You can drink Shalosh Sudas, and as a result of that, Ad shekemat le'seidah shashem elokim bo v'chol kedoshev imo. At you cannot say that until you cannot, you don't recognize and you don't know that Hashem Elokim, that Hashem Himself, Ba, has come into your heart and into your mind. You don't even know that He's there, but you don't even know it. V'chol kedoshev imo, and He's come. That Hashem Ezbach has come together with all of His malachim and all of the srafim and all of the chayis. And that's what's the Eifani HaKadosh, which also Malachim, but Eifani HaKadosh means also the Merkava, the wheels of holiness that enters into the mind, into the heart of a Jew during Shalosh Sudas. If a person would know this, if he would realize this, it would be a time of the week where he would be so tuned in and he would try to quiet down so much all of the noise of the 6 days of the week. And that's the tachlis of the Nigunim. And what the Rebbe is going to explain now, we're going to be diving downstairs, there's a bris downstairs, but we're going to talk about this next week, that many of the Chevra have come to ask me, what's the Indian that recently we started to have Shalosh Sudas in the dark, to have the lights off, and that's something which, growing up in America usually means that you're going to get pickpocketed or something like that. Shabbos, you don't have to worry at least about that. So, a couple of heaven people that come, so they ask, why is that? And a few times over the past couple of months, I've mentioned different things about it. And like many of the things in the shul, it was a question of working towards something and coming to the right time and the right place and his iris of chaverim and so on, to be able to go weiter and to increase certain nyanim and avoda. which hopefully over the years we'll be able to do more and more, and be able to grow more and more and closer to Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Rebbe is going to be talking about. We'll see in this next piece, when the Rebbe goes deeply into Shalosh Sudas, we're going to see more the inyan of why is it so special and so chashuv to sit with the Chavayim during Shalosh Sudas in darkness.